أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ وَخَالَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِ وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ اللَّاتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَةِ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَةِ وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verse number 23 of Surah An-Nisa. The last verse 22 we discussed yesterday. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in getting rid of one of the rules, one of the customs of paganism, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that the stepson cannot marry the stepmother, in other words, the father's wife. Continuing from there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now discusses those women that are haram for a man to marry, which is known as the Muharramat. When we looked around Arabia, out of Al-Hijaz, in the Persian Empire, etc., we found that there was such indecency that a person will marry his closest family members, brother marrying sister, etc. We find that in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he had to stop the Majusis from doing all of this. So all of that was in vogue at that particular time. And this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a deen of purity. It is a deen of ethics, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had demarcated what is halal and what is haram, who is halal and who is haram insofar as marriage is concerned. Now, from a very fundamental point of view, we will find that there are three reasons why a woman will become haram upon a man, that the man will not be able to marry. One is because of the lineage, which is termed as nasab. Biological relationships like mothers, grandparents, sisters, daughters, nieces, etc. Then the second is because of suckling, which is known as rada'a, that if a woman had suckled a child, then because of that there is the establishment of many women becoming haram for that child, for that boy to marry the woman herself, and then if she had suckled another child, another daughter, for another girl for example, then the hurmat, the prohibition gets established there, her own daughters, etc. And then the third will be because of an in-law relationship, which is known as musahara, that when a man married a woman, then because of that marriage, other women also become haram, like his mother-in-law, or for that matter, the wife's sister. And then from another aspect, we will find that there are two types of muharramat. One is that will be abadi, ever and ever. And one will be a waqti, very temporary one. For example, a man marries a woman, then her sister cannot be married. However, if he divorced the wife or she passed on, then he can marry that sister. So these are some of the rules surrounding this. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the purity of the deen of Islam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made these marriages not acceptable, and Allah ta'ala has kept it haram. Hence Allah ta'ala says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ, your mothers are haram upon you, وَبَنَاتُكُمْ, your daughters are haram upon you, وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ, and your sisters are haram upon you, وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ, and your father's sisters, that is your paternal aunts, وَخَالَاتُكُمْ, and your khala, your mother's sisters, وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِي وَبَنَاتُ الْأُخْتِ, and the daughters of your brothers and the daughters of your sisters, وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ أَلَّتِي أَرْضَعْنَكُمْ, And those mothers that had suckled you, that had breastfed you, وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَ, and those sisters that had been suckled together with you, or the daughter of the suckling mother, وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ, and the mothers of your wives, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ. Rabaiba refers to a stepdaughter. A man marries a woman and she had a daughter from a previous marriage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that daughter will become haram upon you, that is in your custody, in your care. Now this is very incidental, whether she was in the care of the man or not. مِن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّا, from those wives whom you have consummated with. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُونُوا دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ, and if you had not consummated with those wives, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ, then those rabaib, those stepdaughters will be halal for you. وَحَلَائِلُ أَبَنَائِكُمْ, and the wives of your sons, الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ, those sons that were from your back, in other words, your biological sons. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala eliminates sons that have been adopted. So if somebody had an adopted son, and that son had got married to a woman, and some divorce had taken place there, then that adoptive father could have married that woman, like we find in the case of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the incident with Sayyiduna Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Zayd ibn Haritha had got married to Sayyida Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam got married to her after Zayd had divorced. وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, and that you gather between two sisters, in other words, both together at the same time, that will not be permissible. Illa ma qad salaf, except what has happened in the past, whatever has happened, there was that person that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he embraced Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to know that he was married to two sisters. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have a choice, you have to divorce one. There were those that came with more than four wives to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them that you will have to divorce and only keep four in your marriage. So all that has passed. Now this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah kana ghafuran rahima. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafur. Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. Rahima, and Allah ta'ala is most compassionate. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.